Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. There were several changes at the last library board meeting. Mandy Stewart announced her resignation effective immediately, citing personal matters. The board also selected Sage Bear as board chair, Charles Butler as vice chair, and Chelsea Collier as treasurer. Retired librarian Janet Tharp asked the board to lobby the commissioners to restore the optional 1% sales tax and that they support youth services librarian Darcy Accord as she works with the budget cut. At a public listening session hosted by the City Council Tuesday night, support for the optional 1% sales tax was strong. The sales tax is up for renewal this year, and it will be on the general election ballot in November. According to the news record, the city has spent nearly 70% of that tax on roads, water, and sewer, and at least 5% on area nonprofits. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County has officially asked the state for funding to pay for moving a segment of Bishop Road. According to the news record, the county has sent a letter to the governor's office. Moving Bishop Road will allow Eagle Specialty Materials to access almost 90 million tons of coal, which will extend the life of the Bel Air mine. The county's portion of the tax revenue from that coal could be upwards of $34 million. The Campbell County Fair starts tomorrow and runs through next Saturday at Camplex. Pig wrestling and the carnival will not be at the fair this year, but the new Ninja Nation competition will hopefully fill the gap. Also, due to the avian flu, the poultry show will only be one day instead of all week, and there will be some safety protocols in place. Tickets are available at Camplex.com, and the schedule can be found online at CampbellCountyWY.gov. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.